Now, do you distinguish between a wardrobe and a chiffonier, or are they different words for the same thing?
The same thing.
All right. And they, they're both pieces of furniture?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about if it is built in?
Well, it would be cold, closed furniture.
Okay. Well, now, suppose it was, suppose it's just where you open a door.
Close it.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house like this? Keep the cold weather out.
It's weatherboarding. Mm-hmm. Or boxing.
Boxing?
A lot of people would call it boxing. It depends on how wide it is and how it's put up.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't heard that before.
If it's wide pieces of plank and nailed up and down, it's called boxing. And if it's weatherboarding, it's 6 and 8 inch plank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nail lengthways with each edge resting on the top of the bottom one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. And would you have a special name for a porch that didn't have any roof on it, a little porch?
No, I don't think so.
All right. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
That's a lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones piled up?
It'd just be a rock fence.
All right. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and has a handle on it, and you carry water or milk in it?
Pail.
All right. What about the same thing if it's made out of metal? Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
What about the same thing on a barrel?
Yes, it would be a faucet.
And what about the same thing out in the yard?
It would be a faucet.
If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag. Or a box.
All right. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall and you blow on it?
It's harp.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument that's shaped like this and you hold it against you?
That's a jew's harp.
Can you play one of those?
Yes.
Can you really? I've never heard one. Do you have one?
No, I don't.
I would love to hear one played. I never have.
Some people I can't. Some people can really play them. They uh-huh. make good music or a computer. They're made of steel.
Uh-huh. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle? And it, one child sits on one end and one sits on the other. They go up and down like that.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have an idea, but I don't know. We used to put a plank across dead horses at carpenter places and call it a seaboard.
A seaboard? All right. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
That could be a merry-go-round.
All right. Did you ever play on those when you were a
yes.
child?